Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mystery Crate. My name is Roy Bellamy, and today it's the long-awaited return of Roylationships as my wife and I discuss living life under quarantine. Hopefully you enjoyed this one, but first, remember, we got this little thing called The Last Dance, which is brought to you by State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And coverage is also brought to you by AT&T. And now, Relationships returns. All right, it's time for the second installment of Relationships.
Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome
yeah, we back. Are recording here from our dining room table at our home. I'm Roy Bellamy, and this is my beautiful and lovely wife, Enid.
Hi, everybody. How are you? It's been such a long time. We missed you so much, but there was a lot that happened on the weekend that our first podcast dropped, if we remember that, and a lot happening since.
Yeah, the Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Billy got married.
The Nationals won the World Series.
Dan got married.
And Tom Brady left the New England Patriots. So a lot has happened.
New decade.
Then. Yeah, brand new decade.
Baby Shark came and went.
Yeah, it's gone now. TikTok is here now and people are dancing.
Oh my goodness, TikTok. Can you believe it? I can't.
I can't dance, so I can't imagine that. You would never, ever, ever see me on TikTok. And you're welcome.
So, anyway, during this quarantine thing, Roy, tell the people, how have you been faring? They want to know.
Well, it's been interesting because I have no place to go. I've been
government. Yeah. To everyone else's experience.
Yeah, government mandate. Stay your behind at home. Yeah, I've been stuck here. Not necessarily stuck here, but yeah, I'm here with Claire on a daily basis.
So you have transitioned into what a lot of parents basically are, which is homeschooling their child basically full-time while working a full-time job.
Yep.
And a lot of parents have found themselves in like that new spot. So how's it been for you?
Not easy.
I mean, Claire's too, so.
Children tend to be, you know, needy.
And
She's two.
So she's going to be needy.
Yeah.
She's still in diapers right now, trying to potty train her.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
necessarily call it the tale of the twos. The troublesome twos would most likely be something I would probably say, but not the tale of the twos.
Terrible twos. That's interesting because she's been really good, actually. She's been good in the sense of she's learning, obviously, a lot of words and... The trouble is when she gets kind of tired or cranky where she's like, I'm not even using my words anymore. I'm done with this word business. Just like get me what I need or what I want right now. And then the whole tantrum starts to happen. But usually we, or at least I, fly above it and try to preempt a lot of that.
I'm usually in the mud right there in there with her like, please stop crying. Please stop crying. Please. Please stop crying. Here, I'll give you whatever you want. You want money? Here you go. You want food? There you go. Just
well,
stop
crying.
I
think maybe you're onto the right thing when you're talking about food.
Bribe? Yeah. Yeah. Bribery is definitely a... No?
I wouldn't use bribery. But food for sure. Like, you definitely want to have your food set up. Now, I know a lot of people have been snacking like crazy, but that doesn't mean you throw out your entire nutrition out the window.
Yeah, don't be like me. Like, we had a full-fledged bag of party-sized Doritos here, and that was gone in a day and a half.
Which is always the case, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't like buying Doritos.
Yeah, but house. You buy them anyway. Well, I buy them anyway.
It's awful.
Yeah, I gotta sneak it into the house just to, you know.
But you know what? I'm sorry. I had to go crazy with everybody else in the grocery stores and get every snack there was available because... We didn't know what was going to happen. We still don't know, but like in the beginning, it was nuts.
Yeah, we didn't really have to worry about toilet paper. We had plenty, but food, oh my God, snacks.
I mean, the lines were out of control. I feel like now it's a little bit calmer, but I haven't been out the house pretty much.
I've been to the wholesale club. It's not fun. Yeah, at this point, you just got to drive around. You gotta see what's what, you know.
You gotta go to the local
to the gas station. Yeah, you gotta go.
To the far away that.
At this point, there might be people at stoplights intersections that might, you know, be selling stuff
gosh,
like that.
I haven't seen those people. No, Miami, okay, that's one thing about Miami or South Florida. Like, you see the coconut guy on the street, you see the mango guy on the street, you see the watermelon guy, you see the little canep guy, those little tiny citrusy things. I don't know what they're called in English, but they're called canep from what I know.
Very industrious guys, you know, like they make their money.
And I'm just like, how do you all make money? Somebody's buying these things. I've never seen anyone buy them, but somebody's buying them because they're always out there. And then there's the water guys too. I can understand those guys. Flower guys.
Yeah, the flower
always
guys.
Always the flower guy.
The flower guys somehow make money. It's amazing. And somehow these guys are making a killing off of this.
But I haven't seen them. I miss them. So anyway, some of the things that help sustain you through this whole COVID-19 period. So we came up with a list. Here are our go-tos. Okay, so for me, number one is food. It's always about food. We know that you gotta go to your comfort foods. For me, it's anything that's hot. That's just comforting. I just need a hot meal. Anything is fine. Definitely for Claire, I would say, you know, she's pretty much easygoing. As long as we give her something substantial, it's pretty good. So,
like, yeah, she's starting to get picky now, though.
Well, that goes back into the whole terrible twos thing where, you know, you're trying to kind of read her. She's trying to get used to what she's into. So she's trying to also, like, push back and say, hey, I like this flavor over that.
There was a time where she could not get enough of blueberries. Now she's had enough of blueberries.
She's done with them.
Like, the last time I gave her blueberries, this girl sat down in this chair and just squeezed them until they popped. It was crazy. Like, I'm saying, Claire, listen, wasting food. We're in quarantine right now. You cannot be wasting food. She's not listening to me. Most likely because she doesn't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Quarantine.
She understands. She's just totally not caring.
Yeah, she's not listening to her daddy. No, no, no. It's not like I'm a father.
So anyway, you just want to make sure that you have set meals throughout the day. Keep yourself well balanced as far as your nutrition. And, you know, try to keep yourself from snacking all throughout the day. You don't want to, like, have a bag of Doritos in one setting.
Damn.
So I like to actually portion size things. For me, it makes it last longer. Hey, people, we're still in a pandemic here. Make things last long.
You tell everybody to ration the food.
Ration your own food.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. That's a difficult one for me because I like to eat. I am an eater. Now, when you wake up in the morning, what do you do? For me, as soon as I wake up, I head straight to my laptop and I go to work preparing for the show. And I do that up until Claire comes out of bed and says, hey, make me some food.
Okay, so key factors there. You roll out of bed, meaning you are at your computer wearing no clothes.
Yes, I am completely naked. What, are you crazy? No, of course not. No. There are some that I've omitted things prior to me landing in this dining room area in a chair. And yes, there are clothes. Yes, there are clean teeth. And yes, there is a clean body. But there is me getting to work as soon as I can so I can prepare for the show until Claire gets out of bed. So she comes out of the room and I brush her little teeth and then I change a diaper, make sure she's fresh. Take her to the kitchen, make sure that she gets something to eat. Take her over to the couch, start up television, make sure she's entertained while I get back to work. And usually that's when the show starts.
Now, I know for a fact that a lot of people are missing out on this opportunity, but I do want people to know. Try to take advantage of the free time. I know we're talking about, like, getting into television and all that. And, like, everybody's, like, binge watching this or that. What about binge reading, people?
People read?
Yes.
We do that? We do that? Really?
Yeah. So, binge reading. Try it. Get out a book.
Oh, boy.
You know, I considered, you know, getting some new material in here. I got one book. I got Becoming by Michelle Obama. But I'm also reading different things like fictions and like more poetry. And I'm listening to LeVar Burton read.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
His podcast is pretty cool.
It's pretty good. So LeVar Burton's reading books.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So it's like a mix of childhood memories, but he's like grown, I'm grown. It's cool.
He's always been grown.
He's always been grown.
I mean, he was grown when Reading Rainbow was on.
Oh, my goodness.
Grown ass like man.
Butterfly in the Sky. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, I can fly twice as high. Yeah, I know. I know the song. I heard the song.
So, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of books being read to me, and it's like it's been super fun lately. So definitely try to get smarter while we're on this lockdown. Don't just sit there watching TV.
I, on the other hand, am watching TV. Yeah, I'm not binging, but I'm keeping everything as episodic as I possibly can so I don't run out of material. I've been into Brockmire, Hank Azaria. That's my man right there. Love that guy.
I was going to say, the one show that I was watching but stopped was Greenleaf.
Okay, now Greenleaf is something that most likely our audience has not ever heard of. You want to explain? You just gave me a look like you mofos better know what this show is.
Okay, that wasn't that look.
I know. Then what was it?
It was, of course people know about it. Oprah was part of it.
I don't think that, I don't think that really matters that much. I mean, why don't you describe the show?
It's just a fun show.
That's the description of the show? It's a fun show? What is the show about?
It's about a family. I still don't know what it's about. Like, everybody hates this one girl in the family. And, like, she's, like, the source of everything. And I don't know why. I don't know what the story is. Like, she's solving, like...
She's solving mysteries?
She's solving mysteries, basically, for the family. And then people still hate her.
That's the plot?
I don't get it.
That's the plot.
But what I like about it is, like, there is so much drama packed into their looks. Like, at some point, I was like... Roy, you gotta watch it because you're missing half of the story because of this one glance. You missed it. We would have to
body rewind. Language.
Like glances, literally glances, looks, where people's facial expression towards another person would change and then you would know like half of the storyline just from watching it.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention that much to something like that. That seems like it's just interminable. Stare at somebody's face to make sure that I know what type of emotion that this person has at this certain point. No, I don't want to do all that. Just talk.
No, but it's a really great show. I really enjoy it. I will be continuing to watch once I'm done with my books.
Claire is watching Usual Kid stuff, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, you know, stuff on Disney Plus. Shameless plug.
Well, I've been really enjoying getting her into, well, some of the newer Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
But also some of the stuff that, like, we grew up with, too, which was really fun. Like, this week, I actually introduced her to Winnie the Pooh, which is, I didn't realize how scary it was.
Yeah, that seemed like, the first season seemed like it was, like,
all about scary.
Yeah, trying to frighten people. Like, how is this a horror? This kid's imagination is not really is that vibrant. Jeez, Christopher Robin. I mean, what the heck? Jeez. Find a friend. That's not an inanimate object. Jeez.
I mean, I think he's great, but... And then, like, watching some of the older movies, like 101 Dalmatians, which we have a book on, which is why I had her read first and then watch the movie.
Today, I got Claire into DuckTales. She seemed to really enjoy that one.
Yeah, she was into it. Like, she had been watching it all her life.
I think it was the theme song. The theme song probably got her.
DuckTales.
Oh, you really want me to say it, huh? You want me to say
You missed your cue. You want
me? Okay.
Forget it.
Woohoo.
DuckTales.
Yeah, that had some good wordplay in that song, too.
Really? Yeah. I need to watch it. I can learn the theme.
Yeah. But the danger.
I love it. But yeah, as far as education, Claire too, obviously we have to keep her mind stimulated, growing. So we have like flashcards for her, building sets, lots of books. We love We love, love, love reading to her. She loves reading. I mean, I'm telling you, like, we just try to add another level of animation to the reading so that she really loves it. So she's been really getting along well in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, when all else fails and we start losing our minds inside the house, we take a walk outside.
Yeah, we gotta get out. You know, you can't have cabin fever. You know, you can't just be stuck cooped up in the house. You gotta get outside. Practicing social distancing, obviously. But yeah, you gotta get outside and just breathe in the somewhat fresh air. What I do with Claire sometimes is we go outside, we just walk around the block. Just walk around the block. Obviously, when somebody gets in our path, we cross the street. We just walk around the block. She likes it. You know, she likes walking. I'm holding a little hand. She's singing along the way. And it's really
she's
cool.
Singing? Oh, yeah. She's the best.
Yeah, yeah, she's singing, you know, and talking, laughing, saying daddy, you know, like that's pretty good.
But I think when you're outdoors, don't fail to notice how amazing nature is, because there's so much to learn, there's so much to enjoy. When you're out there with your kid, you want to make sure that you're teaching them about the world around them, you know, that it's more than just screens, it's more than just the four walls of your home. That, like, hey, there are leaves on the trees, there are fruit on the trees, there's plants growing all around, there's animals, there's life out there. And you want to make sure that, you know, they get to see it up close. And Claire loves it. Like, she looks up into the sky, and she's pointing out, like, the sun, the moon, the stars, clouds.
Yeah.
Telling me the color. She's telling me it's a big cloud, small cloud. I mean, it's great. And, like, just really being able to just look up. Like, when was the last time you were actually in awe of what you saw up there? You know, the other night, it was such a clear night, and I was able to see all the stars, from the northern star to some of the tiniest, tiniest ones. And I was like, oh my goodness, I could see really far into the sky, and it was amazing. So it's really beautiful. So go out there and stargaze too. But don't walk out, or don't be caught looking like a noodle when you come back from the coronavirus thing.
What does that mean? A noodle? A noodle. Wait, are you sweating? What does that mean?
Like you're working out. All right? So if you're out there or inside, make sure you're taking advantage of working out, because I can assure you, Rory is going to be a noodle.
Yeah.
Like, he's gonna be like jelly walking around here.
No, I'm gonna be al dente. That's what I'm gonna end up being.
Pasta al dente.
Noodle.
I'm telling you, people need to work out. There are so many apps out there that make it easy. Some of them even free, that will guide you through some workouts. Obviously, there's plenty of stuff online. There's no excuse, people.
I get plenty of exercise. Between me walking from the dining room table to the refrigerator and back, that's pretty good exercise right there. That's good. That's good exercise, you know. Get the blood flowing.
The kitchen is like 10 yards away.
I know. It's enough exercise. It's enough exercise. 10 yards. More like 10 feet. But yeah, I mean, that's enough exercise. You know, that's good. Like, this kitchen is not 30 feet away from the dining room table.
I want it to be.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what's going on here at the house, basically. You know, what we're trying to do with our daughter.
And ourselves. I mean, once you're in the house, you know, and you're dealing with coronavirus, whether, you know, it's people that you hear about, you know, in different communities who are actually suffering from it, and we're doing our part to social distance, or it's someone in your family, God forbid. I mean, at the end of the day, we're still just trying to take care of ourselves by, you know, following through with these social distancing rules and measures. And so just keep on being safe. Keep on checking in on your loved ones. Keep on caring. Keep on smiling. And just be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. Don't be too hard on yourself if you don't get it perfect, because I don't think any of us know, you know, what's next, or, like, let alone, you know, how to adjust perfectly in this time. I think we're all just doing the best that we can. So I think it's really important that we just, we're cool and we try to bring as much light and fun to the environment as we can.
And hey, a major, major thank you to everybody on the front lines out there, from the doctors, nurses, everybody at the hospitals, the cops and the fire department, everybody who's out there, everybody in the grocery stores, everybody who's trying to stock up at wholesale clubs and
delivery,
the grocery
people.
And delivery. Your delivery people. Thank you. Those who work at warehouses stocking up there so people can order stupid stuff like I was about to say something bad there, but yeah.
It's just that we're a lot more thankful. We're a lot more thankful during this time, more than ever, for things that we used to take for granted. And I don't think we're going to come out of this worse as a nation, but we're going to come out of it better as a nation, as a society, as a world, as a people. I think we're just going to appreciate our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends, much more. And the little things that people do that make a difference, it's huge.
And on that note, we would like to thank you guys for listening to us. Very happy to bring you another installment of Relationships. And until next time, we'll see you soon.
Peace.
Well said.
You know,
well
you know,
said.
You know, you know. You know, I actually, okay, here's another thing. Confession.
Uh-oh.
I actually stopped listening to Mystery Crate once our episode came up.
So I mean,
like,
yeah, really, why?
A million episodes ago.
I mean, what's the point of listening? after you listen to us.
No, I know. I didn't listen to us.
You didn't listen to us at all?
I didn't until recently, and I realized my voice is really high. I want my voice to be deeper.
Your voice is really high. You want your natural speaking voice to be deeper?
I don't know. It just sounds really high. Higher than I thought. Higher than I thought.
I'm just making an assumption, probably because it's your woman. That's my assumption.
I know, but it's higher than I thought.
It's higher than you thought.
Yeah.
So when we play back this
probably
recording,
this one, because I'm at home, I'm not as...
You're not in a studio.
Yeah. Because I think the studio gave me a whole nother level.
Well, if you thought that was bad, then oh boy, you're going to be in for a surprise now.
I think the isolation and the stay-at-home orders probably made my voice a little bit lower.
Well, because you're not yelling as often? You know, you don't have a raspy voice like Stan Van Gundy anymore. And Stan Van Gundy doesn't even have a raspy voice anymore since he retired, but yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sound like old school John Lucas when he was the coach for the Spurs.
I don't know. Oh well.
Oh well. So that's how you're going to end this? Put a period on this podcast. That's how we end it, with an oh well. Bye, everybody.